packaging is something consumer goods companies spend a lot of time and effort working on, these days aimed mostly at sustainability. For shipping goods, packaging needs to be efficient but minimal, to cut down on waste and CO2 emissions, and how about compostable? And the packaging which contains products like bottles or glass for household items needs to be sharp, functional, and consumers these days will certainly be demanding it's made from recycled materials. Or even better, how about sending monthly refills in compostable packaging so you get just what you need? Packaging has certainly become everything, especially in the D2C world. And some companies have even gone as far as to make products and packaging that simply disappear, leaving no waste. You're listening to The Entrepreneurs with me, Daniel Bage. Today, we're off to the U.S. to meet Catherine Woodruff and Julie Schott, co-founders of Plus, the personal care brand launched with a line of soap and body wash in packaging that simply dissolves. That means zero plastic bottles are shipped, which have created a major waste crisis in our world, as most are not recycled properly. And from body wash to cleaners are mostly filled with water. Passionate about sustainability and driving purpose-driven brands, Catherine previously worked with the chickpea pasta brand Bonza, and Julie is a former beauty editor at Elle and has written for a host of top fashion publications, who was tired of the packaging waste seen all across the beauty industry. She's also the co-founder of Starface, a top skincare brand for tackling acne. Here's my conversation now with Catherine and Julie, looking at the beauty sector, brand, and how to create a personal care company with impact.
Plus is personal care for a happier planet. So we make Just Add Water products, starting with body wash, that are housed in dissolvable packaging that disappear down your shower drain. So they're really light to ship, lower CO2 emissions, and eliminate the need for single-use plastic bottles. So we started with body wash and created a formula that feels and looks and acts like your liquid body wash, but is in a dry, dehydrated format in dissolvable packaging.
Very well said. And I have tried it out. It's super interesting that you can just throw the packaging on the floor in the shower and it just dissolves, which is great. Julie, talk to us a little bit about how you both came together to work on this. Obviously, you've worked in, written about the beauty industry for a long time. You have another venture, which we can talk about a little bit as well. But what was the conversation between you two and what was sort of the problem you were looking to solve?
The thing about Plus is it's a problem that I've known about and we've all known about and observed, like, anecdotally for years. For as long as I've interacted with personal care products, I've observed the excess, and only just sort of in the building out of Plus realized that there's statistics to back up that observation. Like, personal care does contribute a disproportionate amount of waste to landfills. Personal care is really in the lead on just creating trash. So I started my career in beauty and wellness and as a beauty editor. And it was during a time where the sustainability conversation had really not hit the mainstream. It wasn't a priority. It wasn't a messaging that anyone led with when they're launching a brand or a product or anything like that. It was still very much siloed in the sustainability community, because we're talking about 5-10 years ago. And I think brands were looking to stand out by leading with excess. There was elaborate packaging. There wasn't attention to what happens to the packaging after the big wow moment. And I used to just complain about it a lot and didn't have any solution, because it's an overwhelming problem. I think a lot of people feel that way, overwhelmed by figuring out how to recycle or dispose of waste, because it's not that clear. I mean, there's different rules depending on where you live. So when our other co-founder, who's not with us today, Brian, and I set out to bring this to life, it was important that we found somebody who understood the mission and the mission of reducing single-use plastics and waste in the personal care industry. And Catherine, who was a friend of ours, was just not afraid of that challenge when other people had said, this is overwhelming and daunting. And Catherine had come from a real behavior changing business. And this just felt like a really clear next challenge for her in her career. So, and this was like during the pandemic, during lockdowns in the US. So we put all this together, built this team, remotely. So making these huge decisions and commitments over the phone was just normal to us. And that's kind of how we got here.
Very well said. You know, the pandemic did drag on for a while, and it seems like it has been so long, but to come together and launch a product in what is actually quite a short time is very impressive. So, Catherine, talk to me a little bit about what Julie alluded to there, your background in coming to this. Why were you interested in sort of launching your own venture? And I know that you've worked in communications and marketing as well. So just talk to me about the positioning of that and why you were so excited to join this team.
Yeah, so my background is actually not at all in the personal care space. I was an early team member at a company called Bonza, which is a chickpea pasta company, sort of helped get that off the ground and build marketing and communications there from the ground up. And for us, I think why I got so excited about Julie and Brian's vision for Plus was this idea of changing behavior in a way that can be scary and is intimidating to a lot of people and is challenging, right? Is we're used to either bar soap or liquid body wash. And that's what we've always done. It comes in a plastic bottle. It sits in our shower. We've used it the same way for forever. And this idea of, you know, when I was at Bonza, it was about trading people up from regular pasta to a healthier alternative, chickpea pasta. And in the case of Plus, how can we give people a better option, something that's better for the planet, but that doesn't make them feel like they have to make a sacrifice or be guilted into it? So I think Julie and Brian's real expertise in inspiring people to make these shifts through a really novel product and something that is engaging and that you want to be a part of, that was really important to me. So in my personal life, really passionate about sustainability and how I can always be making better choices and being a better customer and citizen of the planet. And so to do that, to be able to find a way to do that in a way that's engaging and magical and kind of just fun and engaging with the packaging and the form factor, that was really exciting to me. Once we had the vision and the idea for this product, we brought on scientists and engineers with PhDs in material science to help us figure out, okay, we have this vision for a dehydrated body wash that roughly feels and looks like a, you know, foamy square. How can we get there? And so we worked with just really smart partners who helped us create that format in with ingredients and moisturizing aloe leaf and other things that we felt strongly about on the formulation side into a more eco format. So that came with challenges and lots of rounds of revisions, but we did move really quickly to bring that to life over the past year.
Julie, just on the brand and sort of positioning side, I like what Catherine alluded to there in building something that people would want to be a part of. You at Elle will have seen, and the other publications you've worked with will have seen every and all brands that are out there. Talk to me about what you wanted to portray. And I'm curious about if your other brand plays into this as well, Starface. It's quite a simple sort of proposition, but it's fun and lighthearted. Talk to me about why you wanted that to be a part of this as well.
So the thing with Plus is that the product itself, each time you use it, sort of undergoes a transformation. For those who haven't tried it, the body wash comes in a dehydrated foam square that's housed in a dissolvable wood pulp sachet, and that's a mouthful. You rip open the sachet with dry hands, with relatively dry hands in the shower, and then you can let it dissolve in your hand, or you can just drop it on the floor and it dissolves in under 60 seconds, I would say. And then with the square itself, you want to sort of go from this tiny dehydrated square that people on TikTok like to compare to cheese and just turn it into a big foamy lather, particularly if you use it with a washcloth or a loofah or something like that. So there's like all of these magical steps, and that's an unusual experience in your shower and in the personal care world where we have these like very familiar form factors. And that was just super important because, like, back to, you know, Catherine's experience with behavior changing and, you know, ours at Starface, like, there needs to be something compelling about the experience to make you want to make a change. It needs to be incentivized in some way. And we think fun and joy are enough. If you enjoy doing something more than the way you did it before, you're going to keep doing it. It's just rewarding. And I think it was super fun with plus because scent is a huge part of the experience, and scent is so addictive and it's so sort of like habit forming. And it's really cool that we have the ability to create scent stories with this product, and there's a lot more to come there. I think there's just a really, really unique opportunity to create like a lasting relationship with the user.
You're listening to The Entrepreneurs with me, Daniel Bache. My conversation with Catherine Woodruff and Julie Schott, co-founders of Plus, will continue in a moment.
Dubai Tourism is proud to partner with The Entrepreneurs on Monocle 24. Dubai is one of the most dynamic and innovative cities on the planet in which to do business, and a place where you can enjoy unrivaled quality of life. Dubai should be your destination, whether you're looking to start a new venture or take your career to the next level. Grace Hauser is the director of the XVA Hotel and Gallery, one of the leading contemporary art galleries in the Middle East, and founder of creative consultancy Oda Concepts.
One of the main reasons why Dubai is a great place for our business, or any business for that matter, is because it is such a young country and young city. The players that are coming and that have been here the past few years are really working on sculpting and helping create the environment, the cultural environment, the business environment, the aesthetic environment. And I really feel that the businesses that are here in arts and culture or beyond are really collaborative, and they're really good at forming partnerships in order to help one another to grow.
Grace Hauser, Dubai, the future of business is here.
Catherine, talk to me a little bit more about the process of coming up with the actual product and the different scents there. It's quite interesting to start something, I guess, from scratch and something that is so very personal. When we talk about personal care, when you are building a sustainable product for the shower, when people are starting their day or ending their day with something and they're thinking they're making a difference, that is quite interesting. So talk to me about the scents and the actual individual products that you wanted to make for that experience.
Yeah, for sure. I'll let Julie talk about the scents after, because she was really the lead developer on that front. On the product front, we really looked at the body washes that we love, the liquid body washes that we loved out there, and some of the ingredients that made our skin feel best and made us feel best after the shower. And we actually started there and we said, how can we create this same feeling, but in an eco format and something that's better for the planet and lighter to ship and all of these things. So I think it was really starting with how do we make a great body wash that make people feel great, and then sort of reverse engineering that to be in this dry, dehydrated format. So I think there are a lot of in sustainability, you can sometimes feel like you're making a sacrifice or you're using a product that's not as great as what you have before, but it's worth it for the planet and for us. And of course, we're brand new. We have a lot of work to do and we're constantly innovating and working on improving the product. But for us, that was really important, starting with the ingredients that we love in our liquid body washes and reverse engineering it from there to be in this dehydrated format. So we worked with scientists and chemists to get the exact right mixture of all of those ingredients and the process developing that in order to create this dehydrated foam looking square. The packaging component was another piece where we wanted to create that moment of magic in the shower that didn't leave a trace behind. And so that's where we came up with the dissolvable pouch that people could put on their shower floor and it would disappear, leaving no trace behind. So both of those pieces were important. It's not just about how can we make a product that's innovative and more sustainable, but how can the whole equation be better from product to packaging as well. Julie can talk more about this sort of scent development as well.
Please. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
The scent experience was really unique because communicating around scent is so difficult. I always think it's one of the hardest things to write about, because one person's experience with a scent is totally different from another. Like something that's cloyingly sweet to Catherine could be like my favorite. So we kind of just centered around moods or feelings versus leading with a scent note. And that's how we came up with waves and summer. And like both of those things evoke a similar place, right? Like the beach and summer, but they mean different things. Like I think we all know what it feels like to be in the ocean and what that experience is like. And so the waves fragrance is a mix of coconut, sea salt, and jasmine. And these fragrances, we're really proud of them because when you look at the price point and then when you smell the body wash itself, they don't really align. Like when you think about the scent of things that might be available, like at a drugstore price point, it's just sort of a different vibe usually. And then summer with neroli, orange, and lemon is just like, again, a really luxury summer scent. They're both gender neutral. They're both really, I don't know, we've gotten such a positive response to that specific aspect of the product. And then we also did cloud, which is unscented and fragrance free. What we learned during this and learned this with Starface too, is that fragrance free and unscented are two different things. Maybe everyone knows that, but I did not know that until we started developing these products. Fragrance-free means there's no added neutralizing agent, whereas unscented means that there might be an added neutralizing scent to balance out any sort of like natural occurring elements that present a fragrance. And that's a long way of saying that it doesn't smell like anything.
Very good. Catherine, how has it gone in bringing this to market and carrying on the conversation about the impact you can have in just one simple daily choice? I imagine for you, that for someone that has been so passionate about this issue and has worked in brand marketing, as we've said, how interesting has that side of things been for you?
It's been really fun and really cool to see how people have responded and brought Plus into their lives in different ways. I think we've been really excited to see people are generally rooting for you when you're creating something that's better for the planet and they can get excited. And I think people want something like this to succeed. That's been really fun to be a part of. And I think looking at how people are posting it on social media and incorporating it into their showers or their trips and bringing it with them as they go through the world, that's been a pretty surreal and fun moment, creating something from scratch that people really have adopted into their lives. And I think ultimately, you know, our goal is to get people to stop and think about their shower experiences, their personal care experiences. And there's way more to come on the roadmap for Plus, but just taking a second to question that bottle in your shower, those probably 10 bottles in your shower that are plastic, and taking a second to rethink, can this be different? Can we approach this differently? And I think consumers are more ready than ever. We're seeing this sustainability become much more of a mainstream conversation, which is amazing. More willing than ever to make different choices and to change behavior. And I think we're just so excited to be a really small piece of that journey for people and to make it fun and a little bit magical. And it's been really exciting to see.
Well, I have some of the sachets packed for a little trip to Switzerland, so I'll have to come up with a good TikTok video for you there, Catherine. Sachet is also a wonderful word to use. But Julie, I'm just curious about the wider conversation about the beauty industry and where we are at. Catherine talked there about all the plastic bottles that we do have. I've noticed a lot of companies moving into the, let's say, refillable side of business in trying to promote that, be it glass bottles or monthly subscription type things. Where do you think the conversation is at there? And why is it important, I guess, for you to have something that is dissolvable, that has zero waste?
Yeah, I think it's really finally a mainstream conversation and concern that the customer is asking for. The customer is really holding brands accountable and saying, what's your plan? Like, and what's the purpose behind this packaging, whatever your choice may be. But it kind of goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, where recycling and refilling are not foolproof. You know, they're great options, but we don't always know what happens to our bottles when we think we've recycled them. Oftentimes, you think you're recycling something and it still ends up in a landfill due to maybe from a regulatory standpoint where you live, you had to remove the label and rinse the bottle. Otherwise, it's not being disposed of in the way you intended. And so dissolvable really, it takes the responsibility off of the user. And it says, we as a company are taking care of this for you. You know exactly what's happening to your packaging when you're done with it. and it's disappearing in front of your face. So you can trust it. Again, like Catherine said, we're always sort of examining the way that we deliver this. And it's fun to continue to question, like, how can we change this element? Like, what can we add? What can we remove? But it's really cool to see how receptive people have been to like making this lifestyle changing and just making lifestyle changes outside of personal care as well. It's funny, one of our most popular Instagram posts recently was about recycling pizza boxes. And these things are just, they're relatable. Everyone's been there. Everyone's had a stack of pizza boxes and not known what to do with them. I think we're just now realizing this is something we need to think about.
Catherine, talk to me a little bit about the plan then to continue the conversation about educating people or getting them sort of engaged in this. As Julie says, we don't often know where our waste or recycling ends up. But what is your sort of mission there then to continue to grow that conversation? And how might you do that, be it in product or in outreach or in another sense?
Yeah, I think we're sort of navigating that in real time as well. I think there's a big opportunity for us to help educate people. But really, we see it as learning alongside them. Julie nor I aren't like sustainability experts, although we are, of course, like students of sustainability and learning as much as we can, as quickly as we can. And we've brought on, you know, some experts to advise on the plus side as well. But I think there are so many voices out there in this landscape right now of people that are really leading the charge on sustainability. And I think it's about getting plus in the hands of them and just having conversations with them to learn and to sort of to hold their voices up, to raise their voices up, because those are the people that are really helping to lead the charge. I think sustainability is overwhelming and climate change is overwhelming. And I think we all feel that. That's a relatable sort of sense. And so for us, it's about how can we relate to people on that level? And we're certainly not perfect. No one is perfect, but how can we learn alongside each other and continue to kind of speak to people on the level that they're at and just try to make small changes in our lives and everyone else's lives in ways that are approachable?
Very well said. Julie, I must ask you about being sort of on the other side of things, having worked in the editorial space now as a business founder. How has that been for you? Obviously, it's interesting to go out and try these things in real world in a product that you can be proud of and one that sort of embodies what you want to see in the market. How has that experience been for you?
It's been so much fun because I think there was so much. I spent 8-10 years in editorial, and there was so much that I wished was different, and being able to do things differently on this side and hopefully take those learnings and observations and make changes. It's been really gratifying on a small scale, obviously, because we're just getting started. But whether it's messaging or packaging choices, or I think it just feels really good to challenge this massive industry. I quit my job in 2018 and I was sort of like, I'm fed up with this. I don't really want anything to do with the beauty space, and just sort of took a step back and thought, well, that might be a little extreme. Maybe I can look at this and just make some changes.
Well, why was that? Is it, as you said in the beginning, you were just tired of the excess, or what was it that made you want to sort of get out of that, but at the same time, jump back in and try to steer things in a different direction?
Yeah, it was a combination of things. And when I started out, it was 2010, and it was prior to any of the inclusive narratives around body, inclusivity, inclusive pricing, transparency, sustainability. None of these conversations were being had in a mainstream sense. And I think the industry has made so much progress. And a lot of that is due to, you know, a lot of our like peers in this space who have built new companies in the past 2 to 5 years, let's say. And I think all this newness is really positive, because for a long time, it was these legacy brands who were dictating the industry and the standard. It's really nice to see these changes being made by small businesses that are growing, honestly, because the customer values transparency and they're asking more of the people who they're spending with.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that point, Catherine, do you as a company now try to sort of just stay in your own lane with what you're doing? Or are you thinking about sort of a wider ecosystem and others that are out there? I guess that is so interesting in a world where we're all hyper-connected. So talk to me a little bit about your inspiration in that sense.
Yeah, I think there are so many companies doing really interesting things in the sustainability space within personal care and beyond. And there's a lot that we can learn from what those companies are doing and the ways in which they're engaging people in behavior changing businesses for the better of the planet. And I think, yeah, we view any progress in this space to get people to switch up to something that's better than plastic, that's a win for us. And I think there's a lot that we can sort of band together and help build this category with others around us, and just a ton to learn. I think we're just really energized and excited that this is finally a conversation that people are really willing to have on the mainstream level. And as we grow and scale, you know, continuing to create awesome products for people, improve our products, become more price accessible, all of these things will be more possible as we scale and as we build a community of people that are inspired by the mission of PLUS. So it's really exciting.
Absolutely. Julie, just lastly, talk to me about what else you might be involved in as a company moving forward. Are there any other issues that you've had on your mind for a while and would like to try a hand at fixing, be it in the wider bathroom space, or might we see some other products, other innovations from you going forward under this same brand?
That's a really fun question, because there are so many other issues in this industry that I love to think about with our team. I think for now, though, we're focusing on expanding PLUS and building out this line and telling this story. And I really spend a lot of time in the shower making TikToks. So PLUS is the focus right now.
Very well said. And I know you're now in the UK, which is fantastic. So hopefully we can all catch up in person with Brian as well one day. But until then, thank you so much both for your time.
Thank you.
Julie Schott and Catherine Woodruff there, co-founders of PLUS. You can learn more about the brand at cleanwith.plus. That's all for this week's show. My thanks to Jack Jewers, who mixed and edited this program. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.